For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Two of President Trump's associates faced guilty verdicts in court, and the president is blasting the charges brought against his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, and former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. They stem from the special counsel investigation.
It doesn't involve me, but I still feel, it's a very sad thing that happened. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. This started as Russian collusion. This has absolutely nothing to do. This is a witch hunt, and it's a disgrace.
Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to making improper campaign contributions in the form of hush money to two women who claimed to have affairs with the president. He said he coordinated the 2016 payment with candidate Donald Trump. Porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal say they had affairs with Trump, which he denies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Chris Watts, the Colorado man accused of killing his pregnant wife and two young daughters, has appeared in court. Watts says he and his wife were having an emotional discussion about separating when he went downstairs in their Frederick, Colorado home for just a moment. He went back upstairs and told investigators he saw on a baby monitor screen his wife actively strangling one of their daughters. The other already appeared to be dead, lying in bed. Watts says he went into a rage and strangled his wife, and then he hid the bodies on the property of his former employer. A suspect is being held on a federal immigration detainer in the death of a college student who went missing last month in Iowa. Investigators say a body believed to be that of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts was found in a rural area. An autopsy is scheduled for Wednesday. Tibbetts was last seen on July 18th, jogging through the streets of Brooklyn, Iowa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An Ohio man who admitted wanting to work for the Islamic State has been sentenced to prison. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
He pleaded guilty to terror-related charges, and he's been handed 15 years in prison. Also, Marlon Hicks of Crown Point, Indiana, was sentenced to 3 years supervised release after his prison term. He pleaded guilty in 2016 to distributing information regarding the manufacture and use of explosives with the intent that the information be used for and in furtherance of a violent crime in the United States. Prosecutors say Hicks talked online with individuals who were cooperating with the government about carrying out a domestic attack. He also said he wanted to travel to Islamic State-controlled territory. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A powerful 7.3 earthquake has struck Venezuela. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
The U.S. Geological Survey recorded the earthquake in the coastal town of Arapa, with tremors felt 286 miles away in the capital of Caracas. I spoke to Rafael Abreu, a geologist at the USGS, who explained it's good news the quake was so deep.
The fact that it is pretty much at 100 kilometers in depth means that we're not looking at damage and impact as if it were shallower.
123 kilometers is about 76 miles deep into the earth. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.